Hello, and welcome to Uncluttered, a podcast where we discuss the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint that we leave the chaos and clutter in our lives behind. Hi, I'm Leanna George, an author and former professional organizer living in Houston, Texas.
And I'm Angie Heitch. I'm an author and certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee. Are you ready to unclutter your heart and your home so you can focus on what matters most? Let's dive in. All right. Welcome to part two of our Organizing Affirmations episode. And we pray that the first affirmation statements we shared last time encouraged your heart, gave you some newfound confidence, and helped you change your mind about how you think when it comes to getting organized.
That's right. It was a really fun episode. We hope you'll go back and listen to it if you haven't. And what's even better is that we have even more positive statements to share with you today. Yeah. So, but let's do a quick review in case there are some people who are not quite up to speed just yet. Let's take a quick look back at the affirmations we shared in episode three. So affirmation number one, I'm an organized person in my own way. Affirmation number two, I am not my stuff. My stuff does not define who I am as a person. Number three, I can let go despite my fears. Affirmation four, I deserve the peace and joy an uncluttered life and home have to offer. Number five, I have enough. Honestly, I have more than enough and don't need as much as I think I do. Number six, being organized is a lifestyle choice I choose to make. Number seven, I'm capable of developing the habits that help me get organized and stay organized. And number eight, clutter is not my security blanket or my friend. It is a thief who wants to rob me of my peace and joy. All right, we've primed the pump with those first eight affirmations. So Angie, why don't you start us off with the next eight?
All right. Happy to do that. Before I dig into the other eight affirmations, I want to remind you of the Bible verse that we are using to, that was the overall inspiration for this topic. And it's the first part of Proverbs 3:27. As a man thinks, so he is. So we know how important it is to have the right mindset as we deal with the clutter and the chaos in our lives. And our goal is to give you those, the tools that will help you have that correct mindset. All right, so affirmation number nine, I can use my excess to bless others. So we talk in our book, and we've talked on this podcast before, about everything we have is a gift from God. We really don't own anything. Everything is something that God has entrusted to us to take care of. And our responsibility as a Christian is to be a good steward of those things, to use them in a way that would he would approve of, the way he would want us to use them. And when we have more than we need, which is honestly the case for just about everyone, we talked about us being in the upper echelon financially here in America, at least. When we have more than we need, then we have a choice of what to do with the excess. We can keep it or and probably not use it because we don't need it. Or we can bless others with it. And when we choose to bless others with our excess, I think that is a perfect way to glorify God and to steward those belongings that he's entrusted to us well. I like to say we are never more like Jesus than when we give. And that's right. True in this case.
Yeah. And there is a proverb, and of course, I'm not going to remember the address of it, but it says, he who refreshes others refreshes himself.
I'll look it up and put it in the show notes.
Yeah. Okay. I love that verse because it is just saying when you give to others, when you help others, whether it's with your finances, with your stuff, with your time, with your efforts, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel refreshed as well. Yep, and so, absolutely. You know, God is not, he doesn't want us to give just because we should be blessing others with our excess, but also because he knows when we do, it also is a blessing to us.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, sometimes then we'll realize, you know what? And it really didn't need all that stuff. Yeah, I do have plenty, but we don't know that until we get rid of the excess.
That's right. That's right. I've learned to live with little on several occasions. I remember one time we were moving. Like I said, we moved a lot. And we had to go live in an apartment temporarily as we moved from one city and the closing on our house. I mean, it was a few weeks off. I think we had like 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And, you know, so I couldn't bring my entire house into a small two bedroom apartment. After like the 6 or 8 weeks was over, I realized the only thing I was missing was more Tupperware. I wish I would have brought more Tupperware. Hmm. That was it. Wow. I didn't miss all the other stuff. I didn't miss any of it. Just I was like, gosh, we were doing so well. And if you want to really try to figure it out, come live in one of my tiny homes or my container cabin, and you'll see you don't need a lot to get by.
Yeah. He's got a great tiny home on Airbnb, just a little plug there. But
yeah, just a little plug. No, I'm not trying to plug it, but I'm just saying when you reduce your space, you realize how little you really didn't need.
Yeah, but Eric and I in 2019, we did a huge downsize. We went from over 3,000 square feet to a little loft that is 1250, and we literally got rid of 75% of our belongings. And I mean, truckload after truckload of stuff, and I don't miss any of it. And I love having less, and we still shed things constantly. So,
Oh yeah, for sure. So yeah, you don't realize how much little you need. So
yeah.
All right. Affirmation number 10, being organized starts with me. Okay. Mm. This one's really, really important because I remember when I was an organizer and people say, what do you do? And I would tell them, they'd be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to get started when my kids move out of the house, or I'm going to get organized when this happens or when this. And so you're always waiting for a situation, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times people would give us situational circumstances of when they were going to start being organized. And the truth is you can't wait on these circumstances. You know, you can't wait on situations. You have to be the person responsible to make the decision and the choice to get organized. Mm-hmm. It doesn't start when these things happen or these things don't happen. It starts when you yourself go, you know what? I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired mm-hmm. of being feeling this way. It starts with me. And so I think it's really important that we differentiate, you know, the situations and when I have more time or, you know, different things like that. No, it starts when you become aware that it's a problem and it needs to change.
That's so good. I think it leads right into the next one. These two go there well. Affirmation number 11, I can stop making excuses for my disorganization.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
So when we fail in our efforts, we're not trying to say, okay, you need to go beat yourselves up, walk around in shame and guilt. No, that's not that. But it also does us no good to just make a bunch of excuses to say, oh, well, I just wasn't born that way. Or, well, our house would be organized if my husband, if my wife, if my roommate, if my coworker, whatever, you know, would deal with their stuff. Or
right.
I wasn't taught, and that's why, you know, those, they just don't do us any good. We can always deal with our own stuff. We can always make our own choices for how to act. And when we stop using the excuses and start changing our habits, learn from those past mistakes and move on, no matter how old we are, how set in our ways we are, how we're wired, we can all make choices to get rid of the excuses and just take the steps we need to.
Right. Well, I think it's two things. One, we are so good at making excuses. I mean, I've probably made at least 3 or 4 and it's only, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's natural when somebody says something that we don't agree with, or we're just like, we don't want to deal with, you know, it's easy for those excuses just to slip mm-hmm. off our tongue, right? Roll off our tongues like that. So, you know, we're habitually doing that. So it's easy for us. We have to stop making those excuses, and we have to know what those excuses are.
Yeah.
Right. So we can catch ourselves saying them.
Sometimes you have to like drill down to the why am I making it? What is the real reason? What's the real reason? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anytime you go with a counselor and they're like, which, you know, I've done lots of times, And they're, I'm like, well, this is a problem. Well, why? Well, because of this. Well, why? Well, because of this. Well, why? You know, because it's like you said, you have to keep asking that till you cannot ask why anymore. And that's, you know, that's where you're going to find the healing or the change that needs to be made, you know, and the other, so, and then the other thing I was thinking of what you were talking is we now live in a society where personal responsibility has just gone out the window.
Oh right? Yeah. It's always somebody else's fault. Always.
You know, it's my kid's fault because they're messy, or it's my kid's fault because I don't have the time and the energy, or it's my husband, or it's my work doesn't give me, you know, I'm tired when I get home from work, you know? And so we, I think, have to, you know, not only stop making excuses, but take personal responsibility, going back to affirmation 10, being organized starts with me, and taking that responsibility. I've created this mess. Yeah. I've allowed this to happen. You know, and we don't, again, we're not trying to make you feel bad or judge you, but you know, you can't make changes in your life unless you take personal responsibility for getting to that point in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely takes honesty.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's where I am for whatever reason.
Right.
Here's where I am.
Yeah. And there are sometimes there are situations where, you know, my parent died and I'm, you know, having to go through all of this, or I've been sick, you know, with a lengthy illness, and I have not been able to take care of things, and they've gotten out of control. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, that's just honesty, right? And there's no judgment there or anywhere, but you know, we just have to really look at those, I think those things and take responsibility for the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get back to being positive. With affirmation number 12, and sometimes truth is just, anyway, number 12, if I'm willing to put forth the time and effort, I can be an organized person. The two most phrases, common phrases, it was, I don't have the time. And I don't have the knowledge, or I don't have the energy. Yeah. Right. And so, we always say you will never find the time to be organized. You have to make it.
Yeah.
Right. And nobody else can do this for you. You could hire professional organizers, which people did. Right. But I didn't want to do the organizing for them. I didn't want them to just leave the room and I go in there and do my magic. And then they come back and it's like, I waved a wand and, you know, everything's in its place and perfect.
Yeah. And then within a short amount of time, it's going to go right back. If they didn't learn. Yeah.
If they learn. Right. And that's the thing, you know, you have to make the time and you have to put in the effort yourself. Because like you said, if I just let those people, if I didn't walk through and talk to them about the decision-making process, or talk to them about, you know, making use of vertical space, or, you know, why this should be hung over here or over there, you know, then they weren't going to learn and they weren't going to put forth that effort in the next room or the next space or the next pile. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be, you know, willing to put forth the time and effort, and right. What they say, no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you have to put it, you put that time and effort in, and I can promise you, you will be rewarded for it. It may be slow in coming, and it may not be as big as you want it, but it will come. You know, you can be an organized person. You just have to put forth the time and effort.
Yes.
And I know that sounds so easy to say and so hard to do, but it's true. I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise.
All right. Affirmation number 13, slipping back into disorganization doesn't mean I'm hopeless or a failure. It means I'm a work in progress. And we are all works in progress. It doesn't matter what habits we're talking about, whether it's getting organized, trying to lose weight, trying to work out more, trying to have a closer relationship with your family, whatever it is, it's completely normal to have setbacks. And you're not a failure when you regress. You're human. Exactly. All of us are. God, I love that scripture that talks about he remembers how he made, he knows how he made us. He remembers we're dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one, not even the most accomplished organizer of all the organizers in the world, is immune to slipping back into disorganized habits. But the more quickly we realize we've slipped and we kind of go, oh, okay, I'm losing my edge here. then, okay, what happened? What caused that? All right, let me make some changes, move on, get back on track. Yeah. Any habit is the same way.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we were recording some podcast episodes, and the whole time I'm sitting there going, I am such a hypocrite right now, because if they could see my upstairs closet, they would literally die. You couldn't even walk into it. You'd open the door and there was nowhere for you to walk, you know? And so, I mean, even like you said, even the most organized people slip up.
Yeah.
Right. And so it happens to all of us, but
it does, you know, whether it's, you know, circumstances that for whatever reason, it's a super busy time, you're not feeling well, whatever. And I think it's great to just admit that, look, I'm an organizer. I talk about decluttering and organizing, and right now my closet's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to just admit, okay, I've slipped in this, figure out why. And I know I can turn it back around. No matter how far you've gone past, you know, how far you've slipped.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a work in progress. And so was the closet, which leads me to number 14, which I'm just like so amazed, because I wrote these out in order for me and Angie to discuss. We did not discuss between us how, if we should read, you know, how they should go together. I just like, here's 1 through 16. We're going to talk about these. But it's been so cool to see how God lined them up to work, because talking about I'm a work in progress and my closet being a work in progress, I am still recovering from cancer. As you can see, I was thinking to myself, people are going to be really like, I'm like a chia pet for them as they watch the videos as my hair comes back. But everybody knows I had cancer last year. And so my energy levels are not what they used to be. Okay. So I have to tackle this closet in small parts, right? I can't work on it for lengthy periods of time. So this closet's going to take me a while. And so affirmation 14 is, I don't have to clear all the clutter in one day. And that's what I'm telling myself when I'm like, oh, that closet, I need to get back to that closet. You know, I don't have the energy sometimes to get back to that closet. Yeah. And so I don't have to make the closet pretty in one day. You know, it's been 3 days since I worked on it last. You know, and so that's just the way it is. And so don't put that pressure on yourself to think, oh, I've got to tackle this in one day, or I've got, you know, it's going to happen in one day. It's not, it's okay. And it's okay that I don't deal with it right all the time. You just have to deal with it as you can, because one, you're going to probably get decision fatigue. You're going to have lots of decisions to make about these things. So you're going to deal with decision fatigue. You're probably going to have physical challenges, because you're probably going to be moving heavy boxes or standing up or bending over, looking into boxes. That's why I only worked with clients in 3 hour increments, because after 3 hours, I was getting that glazed look in their eyes. And physically it was tiring. And so, you know, I was like, let's do this 3 hours today, maybe 3 hours next week and 3 hours the week after that. So, you know, don't put that pressure on yourself to try to tackle it all at once. It didn't take you one day to get there, and it's not going to take you one day to get out of it either.
Absolutely. And it may be 5 minutes and then here and 10 minutes there and an hour next week. And
exactly.
Totally doable. Yeah. All right. Number 15, we've got two more. I give myself permission to let go of stuff or to say no to activities, plans, etc. I give myself permission. Officially giving ourselves permission to let go is such a powerful affirmation, because we can just keep coming back to that decision time and time again. We're going to run into obstacles of all kinds. We've had obstacles in the past. We're going to have obstacles in the future. But if we keep reminding ourselves, oh, I made that decision, I remember saying, you have permission to let that go, then that will strengthen our resolve, because we've already made that decision. And the more we let go, the more we see how much joy and peace we have. And then the more we want to let go. It's a great, you know, we talk about vicious spirals. So this is a really good, powerful momentum builder.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know Angie and I, we've talked about the fact that we were both teachers, right? And I remember, I don't know how schools are today, because it's been a long, almost 30 years since I taught school. But I remember back in the day, if my student wanted to go to the bathroom or needed to go to the library or go to the principal's office for, you know, something, I would have to write them a permission slip to,
yes,
so they were allowed to be able to go and do what they wanted to do. Right. And so maybe you just need to write yourself a permission slip, post it up on there, send it to me and Angie, and we'll sign it for you. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Please sign. Please send them.
Yeah. Send us, ask us, request. Can I have a permission slip? Contact at unclutter.faith and we will sign you a permission slip that says, yes, you do have permission to let go, to say no and to be okay with it.
That's so sure. good. I love it.
Because it's hard and we yeah. don't realize we can do that. And I know a lot of my clients said, having you here and walking me through that, I just felt like I had permission to let go.
Mm.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. we can be so hard on ourselves. We can be so hard on ourselves and not yep. let ourselves do that. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Another thing I used to tell people, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, if someone was kind of debating about whether to let something go and they were a little bit worried about what someone would say, I would say, you know what, I'm going to give you permission to let that go. And if that person gets upset about that or thinks it was a wrong choice, just blame it on me. Just say,
yeah,
you know, that organizer lady, you know, she was just so gung ho about decluttering. Now, I never gave someone permission to let go of somebody else's stuff. That is an absolute no-no. We're only talking about things that belong to you. But yeah. And when you've given yourself permission, and you keep reminding yourself, very powerful.
Oh, it is so powerful. It is. It's so powerful. Yeah, for sure. Well, we've come to the very last affirmation number 16. And this one is just one that I hope our listeners will really remember and take to heart. My organizing journey is not a sprint, but a marathon I take at my own pace. All right. Let me tell you, I don't run. Okay. I don't sprint and I don't marathon.
Nor do I. My husband sprints and does half marathons.
Yeah. Mine too. I'm like, no running for me. Thank you very much. So you know what, when I go on walks or I do things, I do it at my own pace. And I just tell people, you know what, I can't go that fast. I can't keep up with you. You go ahead, but I'm going to stay back here and I'll meet you there when I can, you know? And that's true, especially as I get older. But the same way with our organizing, right? It's not a sprint. It's going to take you probably 26.3 miles. But you know, whether you do it at, you know, 9 miles an hour, or what is that? How many minutes per mile or something like that? I don't know. Again, I'm not a runner, but yeah, you know, set your own pace, right? Set your own pace. And yes, they may be coming and putting the cones out behind you, picking them up because the race is almost over.
Oh my goodness. That reminds me back when I had my knee replaced, and my husband and I did this triathlon. It was called the Lazy Crazy. So it wasn't like this super serious one. It was a lap around the Lazy River. So you had the current going with you.
Yeah.
And then it was a 5 mile bicycle ride that was kind of tough. And then it was, I don't remember how many mile walk or run. So I had just had my knee replaced, and I can walk pretty quickly, but not right after my knee was replaced. And so at the end, they always have awards, right? Well, so we were walking in. I was doing my best. My knee was hurting, but I was out there. We mm-hmm. crossed the finish line, and they're like, okay, now the last ones have just crossed the line, and so now we can have our awards ceremony. It was like, oh, my gosh. I was dead last.
Right. Hey, you know, you
but finished. Hey, it was definitely a marathon for me, and I finished. And similarly for you. The other thing is, like, keeping in mind, this is a long haul. We're talking about making habit changes for life.
Yes.
You know,
that's right.
This that's is, exactly. you know, cradle to grave.
That's right.
So keeping in mind that this is a continual journey. Yeah, so it's definitely going at your own pace. You've got to do it that way.
Yeah, you can't. If you try to keep up with everybody else or try to do it, you know, quickly because you think that's what's expected of you, you will just burn out and you will stop doing it. And then you'll just go right back to square one. But yep. if you will take it at your own pace, then you will build momentum and build strength that's going to last you down, mm-hmm. down the stretch. So, yeah. So please remember that. I know it's kind of cliche, but just do it your way. Do you, boo, right? Like mm-hmm. we always say. So, yeah. All right. Well, I have loved doing these affirmations. Yes. They've been just really fun, not just to talk about, but hopefully that it's been encouraging, you know, and I pray mm-hmm. that our listeners will be able to recite them and keep them in the forefront of their minds and that it will make a big impact on them.
Yeah. And we hope that you'll maybe even keep adding to the list as you work towards a clutter-free life. We would love to know if you have thought of any other organizing affirmations that you could add to this list. You know, we love hearing from listeners, viewers, readers. Our email is contact@uncluttered.faith. Let us know what you think about these, which ones were particularly helpful, which ones are super challenging, you know, how your journey's going. We really do care. And we want to be walking alongside you in this journey the whole way.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that each person's journey is not the same, right? Mm-hmm. And so some of these things, you'd be like, yeah, I don't have negative self-talk or negative thinking about this, but, you know, I do this, or maybe you didn't really realize this one, and, you know, tell us, and because we'd love mm-hmm. to add to the list. So for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so speaking of these affirmations, we mentioned in our last episode, we would provide a full list of the affirmations and a special resource. So be sure to check the show notes and grab a copy of these to have handy when you're organized. They can really be life-changing. And I wish I had a resource like this to give to my clients when I was working with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them printed them out and, you know, put them on a little card that they could, you know, because like when you're trying to learn a new mindset or a new belief, how many times have you put an index card on your mm-hmm. bathroom mirror so that while you're brushing your teeth or fixing your hair or getting ready, you read it over and over and over again, right?
Yeah.
So we hope that you'll do the same with these affirmations from this resource.
Yeah. And the best way to find that resource is on our website, uncluttered.faith. So you'll be able to find that resource there. And that wraps up another episode of the Uncluttered Podcast. And we're so grateful that you joined us. It's nice to know that other than our husbands and our best friends and our moms, there are actually people out there listening to us. So thank you for being part of the Uncluttered community.
Yeah. So like I said, if you've enjoyed what you shared, on this episode or any episode for that matter, we'd love to hear from you, whether by email, which we've mentioned several times, or leave us a review. We always love hearing from you.
Yes. Until next time, remember, an uncluttered life is an abundant life.